Opening Scripture. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16, NKJV. In the journey of faith, we often find ourselves at the crossroads of the spiritual and physical realms. It's essential to recognize the profound connection between our actions in the physical world and their spiritual consequences. Our understanding of this interplay is critical in living a life of righteousness and spiritual awareness, embracing God's grace and mercy. One of the most profound truths of the Christian faith is the accessibility of God's throne of grace. Many feel condemned, unworthy to approach God, but the Scripture encourages us with confidence and thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him, and bless His name. Psalm 104. This passage reminds us that approaching God should not be with fear, but with a heart full of gratitude and praise. The dynamics of prayer. Contrary to the notion that prayer is a monologue, true prayer is indeed a dialogue with God. It involves speaking and listening, bringing our requests to God while also being attentive to His guidance and wisdom. The study of our Savior. In understanding our spiritual journey, a key aspect is the study of Jesus Christ. Created in God's image, we find our ultimate example in Jesus, who came to earth to redeem mankind from the curse of sin. As followers of Christ, our aim is to emulate His character, aligning our values and actions with His teachings. He is our solid rock foundation, and through the Holy Spirit, we are offered companionship and guidance in our walk with God. Recognizing the voice of the Good Shepherd. In John 10, Jesus beautifully illustrates His relationship with us through the metaphor of a shepherd and his sheep. The distinction is clear. His sheep know His voice, and they follow Him. This chapter emphasizes the importance of discernment, recognizing the voice of the Good Shepherd amidst a world filled with distractions and false teachings. The Word of God, active and powerful as stated in Hebrews 4:12, is our tool in discerning and understanding the voice of God. The ultimate sacrifice of the Good Shepherd. Jesus, referred to as the Good Shepherd, showcases the epitome of love and sacrifice. Unlike a hired shepherd who flees at the sight of danger, Jesus laid down His life for His sheep. This act of ultimate sacrifice underscores the depth of His commitment and love for us. Called to be co-shepherds. As followers of Christ, we are called to be co-shepherds, partnering with Christ in caring for others. This calling involves self-denial, as emphasized in Luke 14:26 and Matthew 16:24. To truly follow Christ means to prioritize spiritual commitments over earthly ties, to carry our cross, and to walk in the footsteps of our Good Shepherd. In conclusion, our spiritual journey is one of constant growth, learning, and alignment with the teachings of Jesus Christ. It involves embracing God's grace, understanding the depth of His sacrifice, and committing to a life of righteousness, both in the physical and spiritual realms. As we continue to walk this path, let us always be reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "Whoever wants to be My disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow Me." May this be our guiding principle as we journey through life, ever close to our Good Shepherd. Conclusion: understanding the assurance in Christ's words. As we reflect on our spiritual journey and the lessons we've explored, let's close with the profound assurance found in the words of Jesus in John 10:25-30, NKJV. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in My Father's name, they bear witness of Me. But you do not believe, because you are not of My sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of My hand. My Father, who has given them to Me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one." In these verses, Jesus emphasizes the intimate relationship He shares with His followers. He reassures us that those who belong to Him will recognize His voice and follow Him. This passage offers comfort and a powerful reminder of the security we have in Christ. The eternal life He gives us is not just a future promise, but a present reality, safeguarded by His and the Father's unbreakable grasp. In our journey of faith, let us strive to be attuned to the voice of our Good Shepherd, confident in His guidance and the eternal life He promises. As we walk in His ways, may we find solace in the knowledge that we are securely held in the hands of the Almighty, forever united with Him. Closing scripture. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. John 10:27-28, NKJV.